Hi, this is Margaret McMahon bringing you the weekly Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area. Well, it might be winter time, but there are many opportunities for music, dancing, movies, experiencing some new food trucks, and very interesting plays, as well as shopping opportunities for some unique things going on here in Person County for the next couple of months. Now, I do want to tell you very quickly that while I was out and about this past week, I found some really great things at Miss Eleanor's Front Porch Antiques and Collectibles, which is on North Main Street just above the IGA. Beautiful sterling silver jewelry. Some wonderful ideas if you have a young or teenage granddaughter that you need to shop for. Stop by and see what they have there. There's a great sale going on. And by the way, they have many items that men will be interested in also. Also, keep listening for information on a new shop that's going to be opening in Uptown Roxburgh in February. Well, it's third Thursday night in Uptown Roxburgh, and that always means a special food truck at Black Creek Brewery on Depot Street, so be sure to check out all the fun there tonight. On Friday night, the 20th, Too Much Sylvia will be playing at the Festival House at the Homestead. Tickets are $15. And at Palace Point on Friday night, David Graham and Eskimo Brothers from Nashville, Tennessee will be there at 8 p.m. Tickets are $12. On Saturday, January the 21st, Mantio and Murphy will be at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is great entertainment with a good glass of wine. In Uptown Roxburgh on January the 21st, Darty's Paddy Wagon food truck will be at 1792 Beer Company. This is a perfect place to grab a bite to eat before you head to the Kirby Theater for the Bluegrass Music Show. So come and get ready for some good toe-tapping fun bluegrass music at the Kirby as you listen to the award-winning Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. They'll be on stage along with the Churchmen for some memorable bluegrass music. Program starts at 7 p.m. with doors opening at 6:30 p.m. General admission tickets are $20. 12 years old and younger admitted free. Now, this bluegrass concert will kick off the new year with some great shows because on February the 18th, Starlet and Big John will be in concert along with the Roxborough Connection, and we'll remind you of this show closer to the event. Also on Saturday night, the 21st, the Carolina Dirt Band will be at the Moose Lodge Family Center on Highway 49 for a night of dancing from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., $10 per person. Sunday, the 23rd of January, Ray Martin will be performing at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard from 2 to 5. And don't forget, the Clarksville Station has their Sunday brunch back from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesday, January the 25th, the Latin Effect food truck will be at 1792 Beer Company. And on Saturday, January the 28th, Cousins Maine Lobster will be there beginning at 5 p.m. Come early for that one. It is always a crowd pleaser. Friday night, the 27th, the band Misbehaving will be playing at the Festival House at the Homestead Restaurant. Tickets are $10. On Saturday, January the 28th, at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard, the Connection Band will be playing from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Now, to put on your upcoming planning calendar, in February, there'll be a most delightful musical presented by the Roxborough Little Theater Group. The play is Clue, the musical, and it will remind you of the fun game that we have all played, and you'll be able to weigh in on who done it. It'll be the weekend of February the 10th, 11th, and 12th. To continue some February celebrations, on February the 3rd, the Tams will be at the Festival House with tickets only $20. On Friday, February the 10th, there'll be a Galentine's Day Girls' Night Out at the Carolina Estate with shops such as Footwear Plus, Madison Marketplace, Russell's, Specialty Design, Triple Dare Boutique, just to name a few, as well as specialty cocktails will be served, mock cocktails, music, and a dessert bar. Plenty for you to enjoy. Shop, and there'll be a fashion show also. Sounds like fun, doesn't it, girls? Tickets are required, and you can get them at the Chamber of Commerce. Free movie at the Kirby on Friday, February the 3rd, would be Turbo, and Terry's Kids will be selling the concession. On February the 10th at the Festival House, Gary Louder and Smokin' Hot. Tickets are $15. Starting Saturday, February the 11th, will be the annual Mayo Lake Open Bass Tournament, so you can call 336-597-7806 to get registered. On February the 11th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's going to be a special vendor market called Be Our Valentine at the Shops of Hallsway. This is to help you get ready for Valentine's Day. At Bowie's on Heiko, you can start your Valentine's celebration on Friday, February the 11th from 6 to 10. There's a set menu of $100 per couple, which includes a bottle of your favorite wine for your enjoyment. On February the 17th, the Break Time Band will be at the Festival House at the Homestead. Tickets are $10. On Saturday, February the 18th, Tim Elliott will be at Tunnel Creek. And to finish off your Valentine Week celebration, in the Timberlake Suite at the Homestead on Saturday, February the 18th, there'll be an Elvis dinner show from 6 p.m. to 8:30. Tickets are on sale now for this event. Well, I hope this has given you some fun things to do this weekend and to put on your planning calendar for upcoming events. Have a wonderful weekend in beautiful Roxborough and Person County. And thank you for listening. And now a word from the Quality Inn of Roxborough and Ford Bradshaw with Edward Jones, a financial advisor, who so kindly bring you Out and About every Thursday.